From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Eureka is asking all businesses to provide the city with a report regarding estimated losses related to PG&E's public safety power shutoff. Eureka is pursuing a state emergency declaration that may in turn offer assistance to those businesses that incurred a loss. Even if Eureka is not successful in securing the emergency declaration, they'd like to know what the loss of power cost each of the businesses there. Please email an estimate of the losses your business sustained due to the power outage, include the name of your business, address, and the amount of financial loss of either product or revenue due to the outage. The information will be used to establish an overall loss sustained by businesses and government during the public safety power shutoff. Eureka is giving back Wiat Tribe land on Indian Island next Monday. Eureka City Council agreed to the land transfer in late 2018. The actual process has taken longer than anticipated. The official ceremony opened to the public, city officials designating the event as a special city council meeting in order to comply with open meeting laws. According to the Redwood Times, parts of the land are inhabited by an invasive plant species, and crews have begun treating the sites to get rid of it. The City of Eureka and Recology Humboldt County holding an open house November 10th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The city's in the process of developing a zero-waste action plan. The event will serve as an educational and public input opportunity. Participants will not only get an in-depth understanding of how recycling works, but will also be offering guided tours of the facility. There will be presentations by Recology, City of Eureka, and Zero Waste Humboldt on local waste-related topics, including the zero-waste action plan process. It includes the opportunity to provide input on the zero-waste action plan. Staff will be available for questions. Eureka is holding a competition revolving around the North Coast Otters Public Art Initiative. The city is hosting four artful otters, one at the Eureka Visitor Center, and then holding a competition for local businesses to host the remaining three. Interested businesses can download the city's otter contest brochure on the city website and submit your application by November 1st. A subcommittee of the City of Eureka's Art and Culture Commission will select the three winners to be announced at their November 19th meeting, 12:30 p.m. in Council Chambers. Kids can take advantage of Courthouse Annex trick-or-treating at the Humboldt County Courthouse and County Annex across from the courthouse on Moore Street, as well as at the Sheriff's Office. It happens on Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.